Andrew, my long-term vision is to produce that elite athlete mindset, where we produce those cricketers that can play international cricket, right? And it's not only preparing guys for the under-19 World Cup, but it's beyond that. You know, it's making them mentally, physically, skillfully be ready, you know, for international cricket. You know, the things that you do off the field, it's important as well, and it affects what you do on the field. So my vision is a long-term vision for this young man and for cricket West Indies.
Indeed. Do we expect any changes in the program that is currently on now? Because I imagine that with Mr. Reefer coming in, there may be some changes. I don't know if anyone would have been fired, but do we expect any changes, Floyd?
No one would be afraid, Andrew. Due to the COVID situation, where you know traveling is restricted and quarantining and stuff like that, we got to do a lot of things remotely. We've been having discussions with the territorial boards, and they're fully on board, because it's important that the territorial boards and the coaches within the different countries be able to execute the plan that we have in place. So the meetings that we had so far has been brilliant, and everybody's committed to taking up the program and making sure that the coaches and the young men execute the way they're supposed to execute the program.
Do you have a big staff, Floyd?
Well, we haven't gotten to that stage yet,
Oh, okay.
Andrew.
Floyd?
Hey, sorry, we haven't gotten to that stage yet, Andrew. Right now, we're just, you know, putting the programs in
Okay,
place.
putting the program in place.
Like I said, the nutritionists and the sports psychologists will be online. There'll be online Zoom sessions with the young men. It's important that the nutritionists get in there as early as possible, you know, to teach the young men about what to eat, how to eat,
Oh,
how to prepare.
wonderful.
And also, we've been involving the parents. You know, we've been having meetings with all the parents as well around the Caribbean. We've had some Zoom calls with them as well. So the parents understand the importance of how the training was supposed to go for the next year, and they are fully on board as well.
Just before you go, Floyd, so you've taken over from Graeme West, is that, am I right in that? You've taken over from him?
Well, Andrew, I'm a staff member of Cricket West Indies. I work with the senior team. I did work with the A team, the emerging players. So, you know, they've asked me to run the under-19 cricket as well. And you know, I think that we've got to really have a strong look at how we prepare our young men for the future. You know, these are the future of West Indies cricket, and I believe that we've got to make the changes and change the culture at on the 19, on the 17, on the 15 levels. We're named when if we get the science in and we embrace the scientific way of preparing these guys, then when they get to age 20, 21 or 22, that we will have the hardened elite athletes with the elite athlete mindset. We want true professionals going out there to represent Cricket West Indies.
All right. Just before you go, Floyd, because I got a final question for you. I know that Philo wants to react as well, but let's go quite appropriately now to Roland Butcher, who's joined us. Roland, of course, is a member of the Cricket Development Committee of Cricket West Indies, so he's holding a very big post. Roland, what's the position with our good friend Mr. Graeme West? Is he still with Cricket West Indies? Good evening to you, Roland.
Andrea, good evening to you and Dr. Ford and Philo Floyd and all your listeners. Yeah, Graeme West is still with the West Indies. Graeme West is the high performance manager at Cricket West Indies.
Okay, so what? So he has Floyd taken over from him in the scheme of things? Can you
Well, I mean, as
explain?
high performance manager, it means now that you have to take on other responsibilities.
Oh, I see.
But there's a lot more administrative work to be done, and you know, high performance manager, obviously Coolidge is where the high performance is. So, you know, Graeme West has taken on that position. You remember, you know, Richard Pybus was the high performance manager before.
I see.
So Graeme is now the high performance manager, and obviously Floyd is working with the under 19, which is, as he says, the next group of players really that West Indies will be looking to represent them in the future.
Well, we're obviously going to come back to you. But Philo had his hand in the air. Philo, Yes.
I was listening to Floyd. I want to congratulate him, Andrew, for being appointed on the 19th coach for Cricket West Indies. He said he's a staff member of Cricket West Indies.
Mm-hmm.
I just shaved my head, so I don't have any hair growing. But you said it's long-term plans. I really want to know how long is his tenure for as coach as your 19s? And is he going to incorporate our former greats at this critical juncture in taking our young cricketers forward and developing? I know you talk about the psychologists and the nutritionists and all kind of this, but we need cricketers at the end of the day. So you see, in his plans, is he going to incorporate some of our experienced cricketers to help shape these young men's minds?
And how long is his tenure?
Yeah.
Floyd?
Well, Andrew, my contract is up for a year.
Oh, it's a year, okay.
To be preparing the guys for the next World Cup.
Okay.
After that, then we have to discuss again about another 2-year contract as we go forward. In terms of the involving the senior players and the past legends, that's something that we have in mind. If you can remember, Philo, working with the senior team, I had involved some of the senior players as well. I had Brian Lara coming over to Antigua. He spent a week in Antigua with the senior team, and it was there. And this is something that I want to continue in terms of involving some of the legends of cricket in terms of instilling the knowledge that they have into the young men. And I've been having conversations with Sir Kirtley Ambrose as well. So he'll be around as well in terms of helping out the young men.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Ford?
Floyd, just getting back to the Australian tour, we saw a young man called Gil, who's 21, and, a stylist, and he would have rubbed shoulders with some of the previous under-19s. How do you think you can make players that can do what Gil is able to do in just 2 years after being in under-19?
You see, Gil, we get on and watch cricket on television, but we don't see the work that goes on behind the scene. Now, Gil has been exposed to all the things I've been talking about. Now, Philo mentioned all the psychologists and the nutritionists and all the isms, whatever you call them. But these guys have been exposed to all of that. Right? These guys have been in a professional setup from the time they were 15, 16, 17, and it's instilled into them. So when you see the performances that just on the field, is a result of what's been happening off the field. All right. So I think that once we get this program on the road, that we'll be heading in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, a final question, Floyd, before you go. Let's turn to Bangladesh now. The West Indies will start the campaign for, of course, the first one day is going to be starting, well, Eastern Caribbean time, 1:30, so you got to be up very early for that, Dr. Ford. What are your expectations in relation to our team in Bangladesh, Floyd, before you go?
We all know playing Bangladesh, and Bangladesh is always a tough series. Playing in the subcontinent for any visiting team is always tough. But my advice to the young men is to grab the opportunity, go there and have a positive mindset and play aggressive, confident cricket. And I think once you play that positive, confident cricket, that these young men will do well. They stick together as a team. And we can always learn from watching other teams as well. You watch Team India, they stuck it out. They played as a team. I think that once we play as a team, don't matter the situation, they stick together as a team. We fight the situation to the end. You play the cricket game down to the last ball. Right? And I'm confident that the young men will do well. It's an opportunity for them. They are very hungry for success. So the time is now for them to really put up their hand, put up their feet, and really grab their opportunities.
Floyd, that we can win it? Do you think we can beat Bangladesh?
But like I say, Andrew, once we play a good cricket, right. You know, we got to focus on playing good cricket. Mm. I maintain if we bat well and catch well, feel well, we have every opportunity to win the game. You know, our bowling always kind of hold its own all the time in all the different series. But I believe once we bat well and catch well, play as a team, stick together, we have the opportunity to win. It's a cricket game. Just go up there with that positive mindset and let's be aggressive. Let's play an aggressive game.
All right, well, Floyd, thanks very much for coming through and talking to us. Always a pleasure, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you, Andrew.
All right, good. All right, now let's go back to Philo Wallace. Your reaction to the news that Emerson Trotman is no longer the head coach, well, of the Barbados team. Are you surprised by that, Philo?
Not really, Andrew. Trotman has been there for quite a while. Obviously, the Barbados Cricket Association, the board has made a decision that they're going to change the head coach to Dexter Toppin, who is my personal friend. I congratulated him. Trotty is also my friend, both from Spartan. And I know that Trotty will feel a way. Obviously, he had some success as well as the head coach of the franchise. But Dexter obviously has been there knocking at the door. He's been around the 19th for such a very long time. And I'm one who keep telling him that he needs to elevate himself and come up to that franchise, and I'm quite happy for him. If I had a hat, I would take it off, and I just wish him all the very best. I think the Barbados Cricket Association has decided, look, Dexter is the guy who they think can take these young men to the next level, to that level that Floyd is talking about. He has an able assistant in Corey Cullamore, who's been around for a while now with the coaching. He's a very experienced former cricketer and also coach at the highest level. He coach West Indies as well. The young guys, he also is involved in West Indies women as well. And I believe that Corey will bring a lot to that management unit. So I just want to say that the BC has made a decision. We have to respect the decision. Roland is a director of Barbados Cricket Association. I know he's not going to tell us anything about what happened, but at least they made a serious decision to use Dexter. And I know that Dexter will go there with all guns blazing. I look to do well as a coach and to keep Barbados cricket on that high keel, which is expected. He has Jason Holder as a captain, and both of them have worked together before. Mm-hmm. So we are hoping that combination, topping and holders combination, can work for Barbados in the Super 50 and beyond that. So it's a wings of change, and I hope it's a change for the better. And let's hope that Barbados cricket continues to prosper.
All right, Roland, you want to respond to anything that Philo would have said? But perhaps let me ask the question: what's the position with Emerson Trotman? Am I correct to say that he was fired, or you would want a softer word of removed?
Andrew, I know you love to use that word "fired." I think you write that before you go to bed on the mirror every night, so that when you get it in the morning you can see it. But let me say now very clearly, Emerson Trotman has not been fired. Barbados has no head coach. Barbados have six coaches who work for the association. And at any time, any of those coaches can be put into the position, whether it's with the senior team, whether it's with the under 23, whether it's with the under 19s, et cetera, et cetera. So Emerson Trotman was the person who was the coach up to this point. So really what is happening now is that other people are being given the opportunity to push themselves forward. There's no point in having six coaches and the pathway is blocked for six coaches. So really, Trotman has not been fired in any way. It's just that two other coaches at this point in time have been put in that position.
So who's going to be the head coach for the four-day competition?
When you say the head coach,
the one in charge.
When the team is playing.
Right.
So Dexter is the head coach for the tournament. But in terms of, as I said, a head coach per se.
Right.
There's no BCA head coach. They're okay. All BCA coaches. Right. All of them are in the same position.
So I ask again, when it comes to the four-day competition, who's going to be in charge? Is it going to be Dexter Toppin? Is that a difficult question,
well,
Roland?
I don't know. That's
surely, that's down the line surely the BCA would have made a decision at this stage. Surely,
why
Roland.
Would the BCA have to make that
decision? Let me ask a question. Has the BCA made a decision in who will be heading up? Remember, the four-day competition, Mr. Butcher, starts very soon as well. Talk to me.
The BCA has not made any decision, Andrew. What I would say is that there have been recommendations put forward for the coaches for the various competitions.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, the first competition coming up is the Super 50, so that has been dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they will obviously decide based on the recommendation for the four-day how they're going to go in that.
Who makes the recommendations to the board?
Who makes the recommendations to the board for the various coaches
at the different levels?
Right. Well, the BCA now has a director of coaching. And the director of coaching, one of his jobs really is to place the coaches where he believes, or at least recommend to place the coaches where he believes they're best suited. So recommendations have to come from the director of coaching, and that's his job.
Interesting.
Andrew, I can't hear you.
Yeah, well, well, I just had to.
You're speechless, Andrew.
No, no, not at all. I just had to get my, but I'm here more than you. Because I'm hearing that it's gone beyond a recommendation and Trotman would be the man in charge for the four-day competition. Have you heard that as well, Roland?
I certainly haven't heard that. I know of the recommendations.
Okay.
there are recommendations.
All right. Fair enough. Now, let's talk. Roland, but you're smiling. Your smile is as broad as where Trotman was born. I think he was born in the Dover area.
No, just that. Fill off. Phil has got that huge grin on his face.
Well, I'm hearing things, you know. We always hear things that Mason and Guest, you know. Dr. Ford is the man who actually called me and told me that this afternoon. All right, no.
Well, I know, Andrew. You hear things before they even contemplated.
It's ball.
All right, no. Before we talk Bangladesh cricket, we're going to try and join as well with Sir Curtly Ambrose. But Roland, it would be remiss of me if I didn't ask you about that tremendous victory by our very good friends from India. Talk to me about that, Roland Butcher.
What I can say, Andrew, really, it's a tremendous performance by India. I mean, for me, I believe it has to be one of the greatest comebacks in the history of team sports. Because if you take into consideration all the things that happened to India on this tour, and then to come back from the loss of their leader and main batsman, humiliation of being bowled up for 36, a whole catalogue of injuries before the tour and during the tour, and then thrusting some youngsters into the cauldron of the NCG, Sydney Cricket Ground, and then the Gabba, and to come out with the performances both by those young players and by their experienced players, and in the process, finding an inspirational leader in Rahane, both as a captain and batsman. And then the young players getting the opportunity, standing up, really must rank as one of the all-time great comebacks. So I think India really showed the quality and depth that they've got within their cricket. And in many ways, Andrew, what you saw from India was, particularly last night, you know, was fearless cricket played by some young men who just seemed to enjoy what they were doing. And when you saw the way people like Thacker and the left-arm spinner, left-handed batsman played as well.
I'm
talking about the first innings.
Right.
Washington.
Yes.
Washington Sundar. Right. Those guys come into the side and really they were on the racks against make no mistake about it, a strong Australian side in their backyard. And those guys batted superbly in the first innings. They didn't bat like T-innings. They batted like proper batsmen. And two young men, and the quality show then, I guess, would have given the team
tremendous.
A lot of heart. And then, obviously, you know, they played in the second innings. Pujara, as usual, very, very stubborn. And so, strong side with some good young players. Excellent performance.
All right.